Recorded Books presents Chasing Midnight by Randy Wayne White, narrated by George Guidel. Two quotes from S.M. Tomlinson begin this book. The first is from Tomlinson's One Fathom Above Sea Level. There is no room for moral baggage on a small island. Anything bigger than a bikini is better left at home. The next Tomlinson quote that begins this story is from Sudden Internet Isolation Response in an Unprepared Society, excerpted from Zen Me the Pillow You Dream On. If religion is opium to the masses, the internet is a crack, crank, pixel-huffing orgy that deafens the brain, numbs the senses, and scrambles our peer list to include every anonymous loser, twisted, deviant, and freak, as well as people we normally wouldn't give the time of day. And now, Chasing Midnight.
Chapter 1. I was beneath 15 feet of water at night, observing a dinosaurian fish, when something exploded and knocked out the island's underwater lights. The fish, a Gulf sturgeon, was armor-plated, 3 feet long, hunkered close to the bottom as it fed. Its close relative, the beluga sturgeon, is the gold standard of caviar lovers and a sacred cow to the global billion-dollar caviar trade. My interest in sturgeon and the often corrupt caviar industry was a secondary reason for spending this new moon evening in June on one of Florida's exclusive private islands, Vanderbilt Island on the Gulf of Mexico. The retreat is 40 acres of palms, sand, and old Florida architecture north of Vanderbilt.